This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Atlanta, it's Friday!
How y'all doing?
It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man!
Mike, we got a big weekend. A big weekend with the Atlanta Falcons heading to New Orleans. Now, I'm going to state this right now. Not only are we going to win, but Kirk Cousins is going to have a really good game. This Saints team, just like the Cowboys rolling in here last week, is not that good right now. And if we can't take advantage of this and, Mike, distance ourselves from everybody in this division by handling business on the road, it's going to bring back questions in our minds about how good our team is and what we ultimately can accomplish. We've got to handle business. Guys, they're giving up about 25 points a game. That's 26th in the league. We're scoring in our last two, 31, 27. We have shown the ability to score points. So, Mike, the more I think about this game, the more I feel better about Cousins. He had three touchdowns last week. He played clean. Going down to New Orleans. And by the way, are you going?
No, I've wrestled with this, and I said, you know what? I should have just booked the airfare farther out. I'm not paying a gazillion dollars to fly down. And I'm not, again, you know me. I'm on double secret probation right now. I cannot get another speeding ticket.
Can't speed down there.
And I only know one way to get to New Orleans.
It's true.
And that's fast.
And that's record time. And I can attest to that. All right, so you're not going. But
I'm
going to
be playing golf tomorrow, get home in time for the dogs. And first, going to be listening to some of Tech while we're playing. Some of the guys I'm playing with are Tech fans. But, and by the way, it's kind of like, can you keep it close, or can you pull an upset on mine? We'll get into that. But I want to be able to watch everything. And I want to be able to watch Atlanta United on Saturday night.
Well, that's another big match. This is a big, big weekend. Right. We got to handle business against the Saints. And the point I'm getting to is stop fearing. All right.
I'm still nervous, though. Because
we're going to be okay.
I got to see today's injury report on Drake London and Kyle Pitts, because if those two elements are out of our offense, I mean, you still have a Saints team which has got weapons. And, I know the guys were laughing yesterday about the boogeyman, but he is Taysom Hill and Kamara. So, and a young offensive coordinator who's pretty good at what he does. So I'm curious, Carl. Remember, we did not score an offensive touchdown against these guys, and now I'm losing two of my biggest pieces.
If, in fact, we are. They're giving up 376 yards. That's 28th in the league. What I'm telling you guys is we're going to be able to move the football. Do we score? Yes, I think that game was a fluke 4 weeks ago. Not only how we won the game, okay, with special teams, but also just the overall feel of the game. It was kind of one of those fluky games. It didn't feel right. Nevertheless, we're playing a lot better. They are not, and I think it's time to take advantage of it. Now, the other big thing, and we said it's a big, big weekend, Mike just mentioned Georgia Ole Miss. Here's where I'm at with this, Mike, and we're going to talk to Brian McFadden about all things in the NFL. We'll talk about the games coming up this weekend. CBS analyst, and also he does a terrific podcast called All Things Covered. This is simple math, guys. Take care of the football. I mean, three picks against Bama, two against Miss State, three against Texas, three against Florida. That looks like a misprint, but it's not. And if you take care of the football, I think they're going to be fine against Ole Miss. 3:30 start, Mike mentioned it, get all your chores done, and then let's dive in and see what happens, because Ole Miss is going to play desperate. They absolutely cannot lose. They know they're going to be out of the playoff. And let's be honest, Mike, when you start talking about bowl games now, guys, check out, because everybody wants to be a part of this playoff.
It's true. So now you start to look at the Georgia offense. Can you go toe-to-toe with Ole Miss? We spent some time yesterday, an article that The Athletic had, New York Times has it, about the boosters and the money. And, you know, is Lane – by the way, what's the biggest win Lane Kiffin's ever had? Exactly.
Not as an OC, as a head coach.
3-2 against his arch rival LSU, Ole Miss LSU. You could argue Miss State, but, you know, now that, unfortunately, Mike Leach has passed, it's just not the same. So, yeah, I mean, he's good for – he's kind of like Tony – kind of like James Franklin is at Penn State. He's going to win you 10 games, but you're going to lose two somewhere along the line. And that's and is that as good as it gets at Ole Miss? The boosters say no. That's why they just they coughed up a lot of dough to improve the trenches to be where they are. And they look at this Georgia game as a real benchmark test.
Yeah, and I think it is. The crazy thing is when you talk about turnovers, this is the most turnovers to date since 2016. For the quarterback position, but for the football team. Mm. I mean, even last year, 6 total picks in 14 games for the same dude that we're watching right now. 2022, Stetson Bennett, 7. 2020, should I say, Mike. 2022, Stetson Bennett, 7 total picks. And we're talking about Beck right now with 11? So this is plain and simple. Take care of the football and let everything else fall into place. We're going to talk plenty more about it. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Of course, we're brought to you this hour by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Mike mentioned this yesterday. We had a great time out there. Dallas Highway, Taco Mac location. Lots of listeners coming out, hanging out with us. We had a fun time, man, and can't wait to get back out there. So many folks showing up, and we just want to say thank you guys for coming out and hanging out with us. Now, as far as the Falcons are concerned, this whole trap game thing, this is what Raheem Moore said in regards to this being a trap game. If you feel that way, and I get it, we're playing great, they're going through some stuff, we kind of overlook them, and all of a sudden we get our butt kicked in New Orleans on Sunday. Mm. Here's what Raheem said about the trap situation.
There's no such thing as a trap game in the National Football League. You know, every time you go out there and play in the National Football League, it is about your business, right? Like, if you haven't learned that lesson yet, you know, you probably wouldn't be in the National Football League. It's just like, you got to go play football the right way every time you go out there. It's more about you. It's about us. It's about your process. It's about being disciplined to what you do and how you go about your business. It's about having a plan on how you want to move forward and accordingly. And, you know, walkthrough Wednesday didn't start today because the Saints fired their coach. It was something that we planned and something that we had an agenda to do, something that we wanted to do and how we wanted to prepare to get the best, give ourselves the best chance to win this week. And that has to be the way you go about everything, every game you go about.
Mike, I get the sense like he's saying, if you get caught slipping, shame on you.
Right.
Right? Like that's all on him if he doesn't allow his team to prepare and be ready, and then you lose Sunday and everybody goes, what happened?
Yeah, the clunker was that game against Seattle, and we've already covered that. That's just the nature of the NFL. Once you're allowed one stinker. No, fans don't want to hear it, but you get it. But this is one that's a rivalry game. You know how hard it is to sweep your division? I don't care what people think of the NFC South outside the NFC South. Still going down to NOLA, still dealing with those crazy fans, those that are going to show up, that haven't put their tickets on StubHub. But I still think that when you've got, you know, Derek Carr is not a bum. He's just, you know, he's been injured, banged up, and the team just completely lost their way.
Well, he is a journeyman, though.
I mean, at this stage of his career, he is.
And a journeyman equals?
Yeah, bum.
Okay.
Yeah, and he'll be gone soon. They'll put him out to pasture. They'll figure out what they're going to do with that contract. But I just still worry about, yes, I'll say it again, Taysom Hill, Alvin Kamara. And, yes, they don't have the best wide receivers out there. I get that. And Cam Jordan ain't the Cam Jordan he used to be. But I'm still not prepared to say we're going to go down there and win and do to them what they did to us in the final week of the season last year. And the only reason I'm doing this, Carlos, I want to know what's up with Drake and Kyle Pitts.
Listen, that's a fair assessment. I still think we should be able to go down there even if they're not 100%. Because remember, they might not be 100%, but they still may play. Mm. And then you just limit their touches, but you still have to account for them being on the field. Last time we played them 4 weeks ago, guys, it's been longer than that now because we played the Cowboys, so it's been, 5 weeks since we saw the Saints. We won by 2 points. It was 26-20. Now, you know I don't give a damn how we win. Half point, doesn't matter to me. But the fact of the matter is I think this game's going to look a little bit different on our end because I feel like since that game, the offense has taken off. Remember, we had the overtime win against the Bucks. We go beat the snot out of the Panthers by 18. We have the clunker, and then we come back and beat the Bucks, and now we just beat the Cowboys. Offensively, Mike, this feels a little bit different than it did, and it should. If we look the same as we did 5 weeks ago, then there's no progress and we're not getting better. I feel like we're getting better. I cannot say that about the Saints. It's why I said what I said last week about the Cowboys. I didn't feel like the Cowboys are getting any better. They're just kind of running in place on a treadmill, Mike, and saying, hey, look how good we look. We're getting there. And they're not going anywhere. That's kind of what I feel about the Saints.
So hopefully, guys, we pick them up, put them down, and don't mess around. And then maybe have our most complete game of the year, because even though we have a feeling good 6-3, we have still yet to play 4 full quarters.
Agreed.
Without a slip up. We've given up scores. We gave up a score before the half. If you didn't see the Cowboy game that was late, and we gave up that score late in the game, which was kind of sad, never should have come down to having to worry about an onside kick.
Well, the Seattle game changed right before the half, too, because right. We gave up that score. I mean, I think that game could have gone a different way if you don't give up that score, give up 3, not 6.
Even the Carolina game, we gave up that score before halftime.
So, yes, are there things we need to be better at? Absolutely. That's why I think they continue to tell us, hey, they're processing and, you know, doing all the things to get ready. But I feel good about Sunday, guys. I hope you do, too. 404-726-0929. Let's hear Raheem Morris, our head coach, talk about what he thinks the difference is between now and the first meeting some 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Well, they're down, you know, at least one wideout that we know for sure. And then they gotten Taysom back is the biggest thing that you notice from an offensive standpoint. You know, Taysom's a big-time playmaker. He got hurt in our game, kind of came out, and the game kind of changed for us a little bit with the ability to be able to stop the run because he's certainly a problem. The receiver is definitely one of the more dynamic players in the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Both from a return standpoint and from a deep threat standpoint, and losing him for the season is definitely something that's going to be a problem. And then obviously last week, we don't know where he's at, but he having a concussion last week with their other wideout that's absolutely a dynamic player is certainly a problem as well.
So they got guys, okay? He's acknowledging.
Yeah, Olave's banged up.
Yeah, they've got guys, but their number one receiver is not going to probably play. And, you know, even getting Hill back when Hill was playing, Mike and I alluded to this for those of you who've been watching the Falcons for a while now. This was probably 3 or 4 years ago, whenever it was. He played quarterback. Breeze was hurt. And he literally started at quarterback because that's what he played in college and beat us. And that whole week.
Swept us that year.
And that whole week, we're like, there's no way he doesn't throw the ball that well.
Right.
And the point is, that team was more talented than this team is. He had more pieces. I don't know if they got all that now. All right, man. More on the Falcons coming up. It is a Friday show, a big Friday show of Dukes and Bell. Bryant McFadden's going to join us. CBS football analyst. We'll ask him about this game and much more coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell on a Friday, hanging out, getting ready for a big football weekend. And we want to talk to our man, B-Mac, Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, CBS NFL analyst and co-host of All Things Covered, the podcast. B-Mac, we're talking about these Falcons, man, and going on the road against the Saints. I'm pretty confident. Mike wants to see what the injuries are going to look like, potentially. We do not know for sure if Drake is going to play based on the hip pointer last week. And, you know, Kyle Pitts has a hammy. But my thing is, even with that playing out the way it might play out, I still feel like we're better than the Saints right now. Tell us what your thoughts are on all the changes, what's going on there, and what you think of them heading into this second matchup with the Falcons.
Well, you know what? I'm not surprised to see the head coaching change for the Saints. When you lose to the Carolina Panthers and you were already in the midst of a significant losing streak, something has to be done. And when you look at Dennis Allen, I felt like he had limitations as a head coach in terms of leading a group of men. And because of that, outside of the first 2 weeks of the season, they have really been playing some bad football. Now, what do I expect to see from the Saints? When you make a head coaching change, recent history has shown all of us that said organization plays inspired football. Now, for the Saints, when you talk about doing what they just did, it kind of, you know, gets everyone's antennas up in the building. So for Atlanta, number one, you're playing against the Saints, your arch rival in the division. It's Atlanta Hate Week in New Orleans, so you're going to get their best effort. But to your point, you're still the more talented team. Mm. You're still, you know, the team that has the most success. You've been the most consistent. The coaching staff has really been stable. And, yes, you're dealing with some injuries as well with Atlanta, but look at everything they're dealing with in New Orleans. Look at the wide receiver position. Their top two wide receivers won't be playing. You know, they have injuries on the defensive line and the offensive line. So, for me, yes, it will be an emotional tie game. But for Atlanta, you have to walk out of the building with a dub, understanding and knowing everything that has been going wrong with the Saints.
That's what I'm talking about, B.
Yeah, it's New Orleans, B, and it's still that Taysom Hill dude, and it's still Alvin Kamara. And they got that, I tell you what, that Kubiak guy, I mean, I know, he ain't done jack because his quarterback's kind of whack. I know, I'm a poet, I don't even know it. But I'm still worried. I ain't cutting him no slack. Because you know why? We can't get no sacks.
Did you really go there?
I just did. I'm still worried about, you know, pass rush. And, you know, again, we didn't score an offensive touchdown against the Saints the first time we played them this year.
Yeah. You didn't score an offensive touchdown, but your defense showed up. Now, look at it like this. When you played the Saints early in the year, your offense is a much better offense now than it was then, right? Mm-hmm. You can tell Kirk Cousins is acclimated to this offense. The running game has shown up. So you're in a better spot now offensively than where you were when you played the Saints. So, you know, I say this all the time about good teams. Good teams in the National Football League, they win the games they're supposed to win. And this is a game you're supposed to win, regardless of the rivalry, regardless of the hate that has been displayed between both organizations. The Saints are a bad ball club. So, Atlanta, you have to find a way to win this ball game.
It's Bryant McFadden. We're talking about the National Football League. Real quick, recap before we look ahead. Last night, man, I've been saying this. Joe Burrow's doing every damn thing he can to keep these guys alive. And I know it's just gotten a little bit tougher with the L last night, but we've gotten two great games now from these division rivals and the Bengals and Ravens. The first time that was overtime, last night it comes down to the last play, basically. But B, when you look at the Ravens, and this is the thing, Mike was saying, you know, Lamar just turned it on. And listen, we're watching greatness right now. I mean, we really are. And I think a lot of people are still caught up in, well, you hadn't won a Super Bowl. You know how many greats don't win a Super Bowl? This guy is doing amazing things, and I think he's about to collect another MVP trophy.
Yes, yes, yes. He is doing amazing things, and he will win another MVP award, barring anything crazy or weird happening. To your point, think about this, guys. When Lamar got drafted, many pundits were saying he should change positions, right? Think about all the adversity that he walked into the National Football League facing. And then even when he proved himself worthy, he had to fight for a contract extension. When the Ravens declined to meet his financial obligations, he requested a trade. He wanted to be traded. You had teams come out publicly and said, we're not entertaining the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes. We've never seen that done before in the history of the game, not to my recollection. Teams came out and said, we don't want his services. So he had to deal with that adverse situation as well. So where he is currently now, man, my goodness, man, he's amazing. He is him. He is one of one. And think about this. The Ravens' defense is so bad, but they're winning ball games because he is so good. Lamar Jackson, if the Ravens defensively, if they were attached to any other quarterback or any other offense in the National Football League, they probably would be a below 500 team. Last night, they couldn't get a stop, but Lamar Jackson couldn't be stopped. So, to your point, just the efficiency in which he has displayed, the big play ability, I mean, this man is amazing, man. I don't know, guys, and correct me if I'm wrong. I know you guys have watched a lot of football in your day. I don't know if I've seen a quarterback progress and develop like Lamar Jackson has done throughout the NFL history when you look at what he came, how he came into the National Football League and the player that we're currently raving about.
Right. Now, B-Mac's with us, man. Brian McFadden. I've said the story a million times, going up to Louisville and watching them put 63 on us. And that's when I became a believer in Lamar Jackson. And to your point, you know, guys like Bill Polian basically saying, well, you're saying he's dumb? You're going to say he's dumb? You're going to speak code? You know, I mean, all the BS to your point, and we said he's got to be drafted first round. And also the commitment of Ozzie Newsome when he was then GM to build it around him. And subsequently, to do everything. The only thing they're not doing right is using, I think, Derrick Henry. Are they saving him for later in the year, B? Because he was averaging 4.2 a carry last night, had 68, and sometimes it seems like they forget about him.
Yeah, and I think last night, when you look at how the game started with Cincinnati kind of scoring in a flurry, it kind of took Derrick Henry out the ball game because Baltimore needed to press a little bit as well. But I'm okay in how they're using Derrick Henry because, to your point, when it gets into December football, especially in the AFC North, when it gets cold outside, man, listen, that's when you're really going to have to deal with that grown man, January football. So right now you want to kind of be conservative to a degree with King Henry because you're going to need him to be at his best in late December, late January. But last night, to your point, you look at what Cincinnati was doing, 21-7 lead at one point in time, being up 14 points in the second half, you kind of needed to press the issue a little bit. You couldn't bring out that big body Buick like I usually bring out. You had to go ahead and get the Ferrari going.
B-Mac, let's jump around the league a little bit. We do have some interesting games that are going to take place, obviously. I'm looking at this Steelers. Don't even make any noises. And the Commanders game. Steelers coming out of the bye. Commanders 7-2. We've all talked about Jaden Daniels and what this Commanders team looks like. But why do I like the Steelers on the road in this situation?
Because Mike Tomlin is outstanding against rookie quarterbacks.
Yes.
25-6 in his career, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if I'm off a number or two, but I think he's around like 25-6.
Yep.
Going against rookie quarterbacks. You look at the defense that the Pittsburgh Steelers have put out week in and week out, and they're getting healthy as well. They just added Preston Smith from the Green Bay Packers, another experienced pass rusher. You get Nick Herbig back in the lineup along with Alex Highsmith and T.J. Watt. Y'all saw those guys in person. Y'all see what type of hell they can raise in person. Y'all saw it early in the year. And then the afterthought of the National Football League, Russell Wilson. Oh, he's burnt out. He don't have anything left. He's this, he's that. You put him around a sound, structured organization, the guy can give you success. So I think when you factor all of that to the equation, not to mention the coaching, the foundational pieces that we have on the coaching staff of Pittsburgh, yeah, it's going to be a great game, no question. But to your point, you're not wrong for feeling like the Steelers are going to win. You just know ball. That's all. You know ball.
Yeah.
That's all it is. You're not wrong. You know ball.
Yeah. And you're right about the Tomlin thing. And coming out of the bye, they're just – by the way, how much is Williams going to help him? Real quick. Wide receiver.
Experience, I think, is going to help, especially in the red zone. Now, I'll tell you this much, guys. I'm not expecting a significant, you know, return on that investment right now. Okay. I think this is more of a December move. You know what I mean? When he's really acclimated to this new system that he's in, when he established a relationship with Russell, I think that there lies the opportunity to see the investment starting to pay out. But right now, I don't expect to see a lot from him. I think anything he can give us is a plus, but I think this is more about December. But to your point, just having another experienced presence in the pass catching room for Pittsburgh is a plus, because that clearly has been a glaring need for the offense since day one.
It's Brian McFadden, guys. You want to talk to him? It's at BMAC underscore sports talk. And you can catch his podcast, which is money. Hey, the Sunday night game is pretty tight. It's the Lions taking on the Texans. Now, Stroud has kind of gone backwards a little bit. You know, some of a sophomore thing happening there. Now, some of it has been the injuries to Nico Collins and obviously losing his other best receiver because Diggs is out. But the Lions keep on trucking. They go get Za'Darius Smith. I mean, they look unbelievably smooth and efficient and economical on offense. Are they the best team in the NFL right now, Detroit?
No, they're not the best team in the NFL. They're the second best team in the NFL. I'm personally taking Kansas City as the best team. I understand that's debatable. If you want to debate, I'm all for it. But they're great at what they do, because the thing about Detroit, guys, their style of football is very, very difficult for some teams. They can beat you in a multitude of ways. They can play the physical bully ball in the trenches and do damage. Or they can spread the football around and be a finesse passing team and do damage as well. So that's a very, very difficult style to adjust to in the flow of a game, because they can present so many different angles. It's almost like being a boxer and being a southpaw. You can change up your strategy. You can come to the left, you can come to the right in the flow of a match. That's what Detroit is. And then you look at the running game that they have. I mean, Sonic and Knuckles, that's the best nickname I've seen for a duo of running backs in my life, because it fits the mold. One guy is Sonic and Jahmyr Gibbs, and the other guy is Knuckles and David Montgomery, and they coexist so nicely in the backfield. So for Houston, this is a very, very big opportunity for Houston, because to your point, C.J. Stroud hasn't looked like the guy that we've watched during his rookie campaign. Now, is it solely because of him or some issues around? I think it's more about what's around him. His offensive line has been atrocious. He's been sacked. He's been hurried. He's been hit almost more than any other quarterback in the National Football League, and that's why we haven't really seen the numbers, along with some of the injuries to the pass catchers. But I still got to take Kansas City, guys, because they're undefeated. I understand it's about who's playing the best ball right now. Well, heck, the last time I checked, both teams have won ball games right now.
Yeah,
but one team has yet to lose at all.
I know.
So I still take Kansas City, but I think Detroit, they're definitely right there, number two behind Kansas City.
It's Dukes and Bell, guys. It's BMAC. This hour is brought to you by our friends at the Man Cave Store. If your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Here's the deal. One last thing for me. Jets, Cardinals. Jets are on life support. They go on the road. Kyler Murray's been dangerous. They won last week. Mike mentioned it. He didn't do hardly anything as far as throwing the football, running the ball. Like, they ran the ball down the throat of the Bears, right? And you kind of go, okay, are they going to be able to do the same thing to the Jets? And the Jets, if they lose this game, I mean, how much longer are we going to continue to say they got a shot?
No, we're not. We're not going to say they have a shot if they lose this ball game. And you know what, guys, Carl and Mike, yeah, I really love that matchup, because two teams that have really kind of changed your mindset of what they've done, right? We came into the year not knowing what to expect with Arizona. To your point, they've become a very, very scrappy team, and they're finding ways to win. Of course, the expectations haven't been reached by the Jets, but they still have a window of hope. And I really like the Jets in this spot, guys. And the reason why I like the Jets is if they can finally play to their personnel. And what I mean when I say that is not like they're lacking talent. They've been lacking execution, and they've been lacking togetherness. If they can find a way to rectify those issues, they can do numbers. You got two legit wide receiver ones. You got Breece Hall. You got Braylon Allen, who comes in to be like the bulldozer of the group. You know, look, it's looking like Aaron Rodgers is establishing the rhythm. And defensively, you got some dudes, name-wise, they just haven't really played like they're accustomed to playing. So this is a very, very intriguing matchup, and I'm really hyped about seeing this matchup, because can Arizona keep doing what they've been doing thus far, finding ways to win without getting your best effort, number-wise, from your star quarterback in Kyler Murray? But, yes, James Conner has been very, very efficient. You know, Trey Benson, you know, he's been doing some good things. Defensively, they do a great job in strategically finding ways to put pressure on you based on their scheme, and it has been really, really beneficial. And for Arizona, you got to like where you are in your division. You know what I mean? It's your division to lose right now. So every game matters.
Yeah. 49ers banged up. They hopefully get McCaffrey back, but you're right. Things have kind of fell their way. B-Mac, we got to run, man. As always, enjoy the games this weekend. Appreciate you stopping by, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for having me.
That is Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, Mike.
Yeah, man, there's some big games and some big spreads. A couple of ones, we'll cover more of that. We got the pick segment, by the way, later in the program, about 4:20.
The reason why I brought this Steeler game up is because I'm on it.
Hey, by the way, you were on the Bengals last night.
Yeah.
Carl is on a heater. He is leading the pack right now. And some of us, I got to get back on track, man. I got everything but the over last week with the Falcons. Well, couldn't get that over because Cowboys offense was dysfunctional.
They were terrible. But you know what? We said this. These college games have been tough this year. They really have.
And there's some really big numbers this week, too. So we'll get into that. By the way, NFC factoid, all of the NFC South head-to-head games have gone over this year.
Mm. All right, the Daily Download's coming up next. Falcons getting ready to head down to New Orleans tomorrow. Get ready for this game on Sunday. You'll listen to it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks to B-Mac for stopping by. Hawks at Detroit tonight. And the real question is Zachary Richache going to follow up that 33-point effort, Mike, with another big game? You know, we expect that, but sometimes it's hard. You shoot the ball well, Mike, and then he might not have it tonight, and everybody will jump back off the bandwagon, right, and be like, oh, he's not as good. He's going to have ups and downs. This is the rookie season. But right now, and I was just looking at this, as far as rookies are concerned, all right, for everybody's like, did we get the right guy? He leads all rookies in scoring. He's third, I believe, in steals and fifth in blocks.
How about that?
For all rookies.
And certainly, as we said, it is a small sample size, just 10 games, less than 10 games. But the trend is pointing in the right direction.
Yep.
And the cool thing I like about him is on court, it's like he looks like a little kid facially, but he's a mature guy. The way he handles himself on the bench, in the flow of the game, you know, he's not taking bad shots, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
It does.
And certainly, I think, you know, Trey, remember the initial comment of Trey is like, you know, a lot of role players in this draft. And
then,
you know, and either way, he forged a friendship with the guy. We saw some of the photos and stuff from the preseason, which I thought was cool. But it just seems like, I think Trey maybe realizes, you know, game recognizes game, and this kid is, you know, again, just scratching the surface. But Dyson Daniels is a nice piece. Jalen Johnson, we already know about. That's why we said yesterday, if you could just get some kind of consistency on the floor. I'm not even talking about scoring, just being in the game for DeAndre Hunter. Because if they continue to play like they did the other night against the Knicks, then DeAndre Hunter can just be a good defender, you know, take high percentage shots when they come your way. Help out. That makes us better and less liable, I should say, defensively for Trey when we're in the half court,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And the thing is, I still need D's size on the floor. I mean, we forget he's 6'8", 6'8 and a half, whatever. He's long. We still need him. He can rebound. To your point, there are other things he can do. But I think at this point, you know, it's a shame that we're still sitting here talking about, can he give us 18 a night?
Right.
Like, that's the thing.
Can you give me 60 games this year?
Yeah. Now, on nights where you've got Bogey, you don't have to do that because Bogey's going to come in and get his. But
we got to wait another three or 4 weeks to see Bogey out there.
It's going to be a minute. Tonight, Hawks and Detroit here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. By the way, tomorrow, Atlanta United, the match, guys, is on Star because the Hawks have a back-to-back. They'll play the Bulls at State Farm. So that game will be here. Atlanta United at Miami, the finale, will be on Star 94. So gotcha. The pregame starts at 7, the kick's at 8. Mike Conti, of course, and Jason will have the call for you. But just want to remind folks that if you're looking for that, that's where it is. It's our brother or sister station. Star 94 will have that match for you.
And it is kind of funny. I was reading some of the articles from our buddy Felipe Cardenas and some of the other guys who cover down there in South Florida, Miami. Because, again, it's like a who's who of, like, stars, you know, Busquets and Suarez, obviously Jordi Alba, Lionel Messi. But some of the guys from Spain, it's like, what is the playoffs? Why do you do the playoffs in a league? You score the most points, you win your cup, you win the championship. You do the playoffs. I don't understand. Why am I playing these guys again? And it's really because they don't have this over there. They don't do this. The only thing, the closest thing would be in the Champions League when you play a couple of teams aggregate and then eventually you get to the elimination, single elimination. Either way, it is kind of interesting to see, could a scrappy bunch of dudes take out what is in effect an all-star team that won the most games than anybody in the MLS?
With Tata as their manager.
Right.
That's the other part about this. I mean, you talk about some little bit of get back. Now, we love Tata. He was great for us. Obviously, you know, he wanted to go and be somewhere else, and he did his job here. But that, you're right, Mike. This would be one of the biggest upsets. I think Brad even said as much when talking about this, when asked the question, what would this mean if you guys are able to win? So we wish him luck. We hope it happens. As I said, there was about a 2.5 month period where they were kind of in the weeds. And it was like, where's the team going? They let Carlos Bocanegra go. We're going to get a new technical director. I still believe that we're going to get a new manager. But let me say this. If they upset Miami, why are you not giving Rob Valentino the opportunity to have this job full time?
And now he's over 500 for his career because he's literally been that guy. Like, get Rob back in there. We fired another high-priced manager. Now, in the case of Pineda, I think you said it. They just kind of tuned it out. For what it's worth, Atlanta is plus 1.25 for those of you who bet soccer.
So, wow.
So we are an underdog, but certainly – hey, we got to fight his chance. We took it further than anyone ever expected, and it was improbable. Had a 10% chance that last week of even making the playoffs. So, I'm with you. Just give Valentino the job. Come on.
I hope they do. I hope they give him an opportunity to do that. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9. The game coming up, our NFL Blitz. We'll get to our picks. Also, what Matthew Bergeron told us this week about his offensive line with our Atlanta Falcons and what he thinks about the Saints. That's all on the way in the 3 o'clock hour. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
All right, can they beat us with two guys? Can they beat us with Kamara and Taysom Hill, Mike? Can they beat us with just two guys? That's the two guys I'm worried about. They don't have anybody on the outside I'm worried about. I hope Olave's better because that concussion was brutal, by the way. But they don't have any. They're going to beat us with two guys?
Well, let's see what's going on with our guys. Because, again, we scored a touchdown on a botched idiot. Like, I got it. I don't got it. Oh, God. Punt drop that Kadarrell Hodge jumped on in the end zone. And the other play was a pick six from Troy Anderson. We did not generate an offensive touchdown. We bogged down, and we had four coup field goals. Coup's been a bit lately, too. From Mark Grimondi, posted this about an hour ago from ESPN, Drake London and Drew Dahlman are questionable. For week 10. So not doubtful, but questionable. And Bertrand's out with a concussion. According to Jimmy Lake, said getting Anderson back is huge, so that's good on the defensive side.
That is.
But the story is, talking about Drake says, you know, should be maybe game time decision. We'll see. He'll get more treatment. But a hip pointer, generally that can be usually 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the dude. Nothing on Pitts just yet.
I was going to say nothing there. Well, and that might bode well, by the way.
Right.
Because every time Kyle hears us talk about these hamstrings, he's like, I'm fine, y'all. So maybe that bodes well for
us. And Pitts was a full participant.
There you go. So that's good news.
So
you
know what? Here's a chance for Pitts to take over a game. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Darnell Mooney's going to have a big play in this, and Ray, everybody else. But still, this is a nice opportunity, especially without, you know, some of the banged up players they got on their defense. Lattimore wasn't going to play anyway with his injury, but still, let's see Pitts go off down there.
Their secondary is not good. I'm telling you, Cousins for 300, and we win. That's where I'm at. 404-726-0929. By the way, follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and follow the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station, 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on in the world of sports.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
UGA, Ole Miss, and what the number one thing that we're looking at that could be the difference in the game. Meanwhile, Mike, we just gave the injury status, and the crazy thing is, guys, with this win, we said it yesterday late in the show for those who missed it, you're going to hear Coach not admit this, but this division is over. You win Sunday. Nobody has a real opportunity to catch you. Mike, we're already two games up on Tampa with their loss last week to Kansas City. Mm. You will be undefeated in the division with one division game left against Carolina, who's going nowhere fast and basically trying to get the first overall pick. This is a wrap. So do you want to wait till the end of the season? Or do you want to handle that right now, this weekend?
Let's take care of business. Finish it, man. And you got a short trip back from New Orleans. And let's, then you got some road games. Another road game. Denver's coming up. We talked about, you know, this could be a tough one at altitude against a big defense. This is arguably, on paper, it should be an easy game. But it's a rivalry game. It's a division game. One of the other things that came out, and D-led, thanks, Mike.
What's he talking about?
He says that apparently Jimmy Lake told D'Angelo Malone, from Cedar Grove in Ellenwood, that he is going to be maybe seeing more
big zip code for us,
more reps out there. So you know, we talked about, remember we interviewed him when he got drafted back in 22 out of Western Kentucky. You know, the size for him, a little bit of a tweener. That's the argument. And he says, hey, man, if you can play, you can play. But maybe D'Angelo Malone, because you've been asking, is the solution in the building? Let's give some of the other guys an opportunity at it.
I don't want to say that they've held guys back, because you don't do that in the NFL. I mean, this is a win and lose league. And if you we're going to save him to week eight. I don't think that happens. But I do think as you continue to see guys develop, Mike, you start to realize he's close. He might help us. He's coming. We might play him more snaps Sunday. I think that stuff has been going on. And maybe he is one of those guys that they've been talking about right. from that standpoint. But there are other guys, too. I mean, we've talked about this. You know, we keep talking about, you know, why certain guys are not getting on the field. And Coach kind of explained that to us this week in the interview. If you missed it, it's online at Odyssey.com, saying we got a lot of veteran guys who right now are just better right. than the guys that we want to play, but their time's going to come, and it's a good problem to have. And so we were talking about the rookie class. But, Mike, I think, listen, if you're telling me D'Angelo Malone's going to be, let's just say, a third-down specialist because he won't be in there every down, okay, maybe he helps generate some more pressures.
Right. Well, however you're going to get there, man, James, the hyphenated one, James Smith-Williams.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
talked about, you know, Ebiketie's got a couple of sacks now. But, yeah, D'Angelo Malone, love to see it. Carter's on the IR.
By the way,
Dorless has not, you know, Dorless no. is supposed to get ramped up, but not yet.
Not yet. I was going to say another bold and fearless, by the way. We get two more sacks this Sunday.
Two.
All
right, well, yesterday, Carl is obsessed with the pace of doubling our nine, which is get us to 18, but you said 25.
Yes, and you still have doubts about this.
Yes, because we've got nine, and these guys are still here, and they haven't added anybody, and the same guys who gave us nine maybe be lucky to, I don't know, double that, that'd be 18, which would probably still be the dead worst last in the NFL. So I want to be with you and agree with you that we are going to get to 2.5 sacks.
You're just not adding up the math doesn't add up for you.
No, it just, you know, is you, and by the way, this isn't like, if we don't get sacks, we won't win. We just got to have the sacks at the right time or just make some pressures. You know, I get it. The combination of what Mike Smith said, sacks don't matter. And Raheem Morris, you know, we're almost getting there. All right, man. But at some point, it's just for a team. It's just historical. It's historically bad on a team, which is whole this team history. Edge rush has been historically poor. So, I mean, that's why I'm just being, I'll believe it when I see it.
All right. Here's what the Dogs have to do. And Ole Miss is coming into this game, and they're really good at doing it, and that's stopping the run, Mike. Number three in the nation against the run, okay? When you start talking about what the Dogs need to do and what you want them to do, which is more ETN, right? We've talked about this.
But now, he's got the ribs.
Right. But this is what Ole Miss does really well. Something's got to give. And I'm not sure. When we look at this game, we're all focused on Beck. Let me tell you something. Mike's right. You know why they beat Texas? They ran the football. I think this is going to be potentially one of the big keys on Saturday, Mike. If they come out and establish this thing and Ole Miss can't stop them, it's going to be a long afternoon for Ole Miss fans.
The Robinsons are still out. Roderick with a toe and Branson with that knee issue. But for what it's worth, Trevor Etienne does not show up on the Georgia injury report. Smile Munden is questionable. Kobe Young, again, I know we got the good news that the ex-girlfriend says that what you thought happened didn't happen, but he's still suspended. So they wouldn't get him ready for this game. But according to this, Etienne looks like he can go.
We got a shootout last night. I hope the rest of the weekend plays out like this because I was thoroughly entertained. You will get a chance to hear how it ended on one of the last plays of the game. Coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as part of our NFL Blitz!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.